This is a Kaboom Podcast production from BYU Radio.
Watched a lot of Star Trek. What I remember most are the villains. On one end of the spectrum, you've got your standard politically inspired Klingons and Romulans. Then there are the slightly less human bad guys. And finally, you get to the really scary ones. The ones you can't see very well. The ones you can't understand. Some poor security guard in a red shirt always seemed to find himself in a remote spot on a mysterious planet, running for his life from some supernaturally creepy entity. And it just so happened that Skinny was actually wearing a red shirt when the huge, twisted nightmare reached for him. And now for chapter 8.
Wolf, mo, oui, mock.
Translation, light bulb.
Skinny, run!
Reyna, don't turn around. Keep running.
Niels, what is it?
It's going to get him.
Skinny! A soldier.
I think he scared it away.
Everybody freeze, right there.
It's Corporal Culpepper. Don't shoot. I need to check on my friend.
What are you kids doing out here? Neil Smith, is that you? What is wrong with your family? Your sister sneaks away, your mom busts through the barricade, and you're out here again with the nerds. You're all gonna get yourselves freaking killed.
Please, sir, we need to check on our friend.
Okay. Chesterton, you okay?
Of course.
Skinny! He's dead. Skinny, help! Who knows CPR?
What?
Skinny's dead.
He's not dead.
Skinny.
He's not dead.
Oh, Skinny.
But he's catatonic.
Catatonic? Chess, what does that mean?
He's in a state of mental shock.
Will he get better? He's shivering with his eyes just staring into nothing.
Look, he's gonna be okay. He's breathing, his heart is beating. Don't worry, we'll get him to the clinic.
HQ, this is Tango Patrol. Come in.
Tango Patrol, this is HQ. What's up, Pep?
Requesting medevac. I've got an injured kid in the woods.
Roger that. I am registering your homing beacon. Give us 10 minutes.
We'll get him to a clearing.
10-4. HQ out.
Niels, help me move him. We're gonna do a fore and aft carry. You ever done that?
Yeah. I'll get his knees.
Good.
Culpepper, did you see that thing?
Not very well, but I think I got it a couple times. It'll run for a while, then die. Probably a rabid moose or something.
Niels, what is going on with you? You disobeyed me. You defied the lockdown. You locked Bonzi in the basement. And now Skinny's hurt?
Mom, you have to listen to me. There's some crazy stuff in the woods.
You are so dead, big brother. So, so dead.
Son, I'm not saying I don't believe you, but your trustworthiness has taken a major dip recently.
I know, but look at my phone. We filmed it. We found where the Aurora Borealis is coming from. It's some kind of energy thing.
It's not an Aurora Borealis, dummy. Borealis means northern.
That's enough, Bonzi.
Just look!
Niels, perhaps there are strange things going on. But that's all the more reason why four kids should not be out late at night where they're not supposed to be!
But the rainbow, look! Wait, there must be something wrong with the phone. It was right there. Somehow the camera didn't pick it up, but it was there, I promise. There are these surging lights and everything.
Apparently not. Mom, I'll bet Niels just wanted to be with Reyna. If you read his journal, you'll see how much he talks about her.
Bonzi! No, Mom. Then we got chased in the woods by this...
monster with big googly eyes?
That's enough. We'll discuss this at home.
But Mom!
That's enough. We're going to wait to see what the doctor says about Skinny, and then we're going to go home, and we'll talk about consequences.
Oh, Chesterton. How's your heart holding up, sweetie?
Still operational. Where's Uncle Bet?
Oh. Well, boy, you know in our family we believe in telling the straight-up truth. No sugarcoating.
Yes?
Well, He's just down the hall. He's on life support. He was injured, boy, trying to leave town. Lost his arm.
It appears that what happened to Uncle Bet agrees with our findings at the Rainbow Gate.
Whew, Chesterton, you know me and Bet are crazy conspiracy theorists. But man, this is beyond anything we ever imagined. But listen, how much longer does your heart have, boy?
I'm still working on the calculations.
Corporal, what did the animal look like?
I could hardly see it, Captain.
You shot at it without knowing what it was?
It was chasing a bunch of screaming kids. That was good enough for me, sir.
Well, the fat kid's parents just arrived. Did you know they were special forces?
Yeah, SAS. They're very friendly, but I wouldn't make them mad.
Mr. and Mrs. Bones, your son has been in a dissociative state for over 3 hours.
Oh, my handsome skinny boy.
I don't know exactly what's causing it or how long it will last.
Hey, boy, your dad's here. Well, at least the lad's in one piece.
His eyes are open. Can he see us, Doc?
He's probably not fully aware of his surroundings at the moment.
And no injuries?
Just a few scrapes and bruises. I like to run an MRI to be sure, but unfortunately, we are operating on gas generators. Does Alistair have any history of depression, schizophrenia, anxiety disorders?
No.
But there was that one time when he was on a video game for 36 hours straight. When he lost, I saw the same shell-shocked look in his face. But only lasted 5 minutes. Sir?
Captain?
At ease, troopers. We're just checking on the patient.
Proper job saving his life, Pep.
Thank you.
My pleasure, Bones.
What's the latest?
Best guess? He suffered an acute panic attack. The first of many, if things don't lighten up around here. Don't forget, 2 days ago, he and his friends were shot at by some idiotic soldiers.
Not idiotic, Doctor. Private Tuckett's detail was just doing its job.
And this is the second time these kids have been caught in a prohibited area.
At least he's getting some exercise, eh?
Doc, are you Raina's dad then, yeah?
Yes.
She's the one he's sweet on.
Mr. Bones, is now really the time for video games?
Well, they say people in a coma can hear, right?
Yes, but...
Well, this will soothe the lad.
I see. Well, there's nothing we can do at the moment but keep him hydrated and cool.
The wee man's waking up. That's it, boy. You all right, Mucker?
Skinny was quite the celebrity for the next few hours. With medical people, military people, family and friends trying to crowd up to his bed.
I'm so glad you're okay.
A hug? For your sake, I accept. Just a routine brush with death, that's all.
Skinny, I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Gomez. She was head of a psychiatry at Mayo Clinic before coming here. She's very good at helping people deal with things that may have frightened them.
Thank you, Dr. Gomez.
Mom, Dad, stop calling each other Dr. Gomez. It's so annoying.
Skinny, you can call me Anna. Reina's told me all about you. In fact, you're quite a legend.
Well, I...
After you had a chance to rest, whenever you feel up to it, let's talk.
I have a few questions I'd like to ask these kids right now. Or maybe an interrogation room would be a better venue.
Visiting hours are... over.
But I have questions.
We cannot rush this, Captain.
Mom and Dad, Mr. and Mrs. Bones, can we just have 5 minutes alone with Skinny?
I think giving them some space will be an excellent idea.
Indeed, it would be a great comfort to my distress and ensure my eagerness to cooperate with the authorities.
Okay, 5 minutes. Let's go, Captain Dolittle. He's not going anywhere.
You're going to have to explain this to Major Wolf.
Mumsy, could you rouse me out an assortment of refreshments from the vending machine?
Hey, man's a boy. See you in a few.
Hi, Dr. Gomez. I'm Martha Smith. I don't think we've met. Call me Anna. I understand your family has been through a lot recently. Yes, thank you. I know you're a psychiatrist, but do you also take counseling patients? I think my whole family's going to need some help. Well, the ones of us who are here.
You're going to get through this. And yes, I've been doing a lot of counseling recently.
Thank you. I don't understand what's going on with my son, Niels. I've never been in a situation where I didn't know whether I could believe him.
This is a very confusing time for everybody. A fantasy, even one shared by all of these kids, is a very normal coping mechanism.
Niels, why are you hiding outside Skinny's room?
Bonzi, go away!
I believe everything you said about the energy field and the monster. I discovered something too. Now go inside Skinny's room and try to remember everything they say so you can repeat it back to me.
Shh! Look, Skinny wanted to see his friends. I don't know if that means me.
Fine, then let's scoot closer so we can hear.
Mataidi Maha Yaja Wina Ga.
Reina?
Skinny? Mataida Maha Yaja Wina Ga.
Reina, are you in need of a laxative?
We're about to have a top secret conversation, dummy.
Yeah.
Bonzi, what are they doing?
They're speaking in Klingon. It must be their code language.
Seriously?
Shh, I'm trying to listen.
You know Klingon?
Of course. He and Dad spoke it all the time.
I thought that was just gibberish. Shh. What are they saying?
They're talking about how the cell phone cameras didn't record the Rainbow Gate. Skinny calls it the Hairy Gate. Chesterton is talking about how his Uncle Bet got his arm chopped off and is on life support?
I'm so sorry, Chess.
Really?
Niels.
Wait, did she say my name? What did she say?
She said you're a polka-dotted unicorn. Now they're talking about what happened to Skinny. He says the monster barely touched him. And then
what?
And then Skinny's brain exploded or something. Now they're arguing about how big the monster was. How many legs it had.
It was 10 or 11 feet tall.
Chess says it had 2 legs. Wow, it really scared her. What did you see out there?
It was horrible. Like a giant shadow that twisted all over.
2 arms? It was a man. A bent man.
What happened to the lights? It's pitch black.
Oh no, maybe it's the bent man. Bent on revenge.
The generators must have gone out.
Everyone, stay calm.
Doctor, what does this mean for my bet?
If the power doesn't come on, he will die. Come with me.
Niels!
I'm right here, Mom.
Where's Bonzi?
She, I don't know. She was right here. Bonzi?
No, not again. Bonzi!
The scene went from dark and confusing to dark and desperate. Poor Mom.
Culpepper, I need a flashlight. Help me find my daughter.
And poor Annie. With the ventilator machine dead, Bet's breathing got slower and slower.
Now, honey, don't you give up on me now. You've been on the verge of death 12 times before.
His heart stopped.
All over town, people hunkered down in the darkness and the fear. Not to mention the stink of 3 days of sewage. The minutes dragged on slowly into the unknown. And then, something literally clicked.
The power is on. Bat is going to be okay.
Oh, phew. Oh, thank you, Lord. Chess, they got the generator working.
Not the generator, Aunt Annie. The power is back on. Everything is back on.
The whole city lit up, down Main Street from the park to the popcorn machine at the movie theater to the houses in every little cul-de-sac. Toilets, glorious toilets, flushed. When the water ran, people cheered like it was liquid silver. Crazy. After just 3 days, and one hope entered the minds of every Olympian. If the utilities were on, that meant the crisis was over. And the town was connected to the outside world again, right? Before calling General Lightfoot or anyone else in his chain of command, Major Wolf dialed Judy, his ex-wife.
Welcome to Olympus Mobile. I'm sorry, the number you've called can't be reached.
Olympus Mobile? There is no such thing. Who is this? Are the lines to Washington, D.C. open?
I'm sorry. No calls outside of the valley can be made. But don't worry, you're connected to everything you could ever need. Right here in Olympus Dale.